Okay, today's daf is B'mitzia daf Vav. We are on Hey Amabez, and those listening, this is Baruch Hashem. We're into the new shul, into the building. It's not finished yet, but Baruch Hashem, we're on our way. We're able to be in. So we are here, Hey Amabez and B'mitzia, and we will start with Ihachi, about 12 lines up from the bottom. On Hey Amid Beis. We're in the sugya of Chashra Mamona, Chashra Shuasa. As we know, Bar Mitzia is jam-packed with many different topics. On yesterday's daf had eight chazaka, eight adam choti v'lo. We're in the sugya of Chashra Mamona, Chashra Shuasa. But just one ha'ara, I don't think I spoke last time, a number of years ago, about the Lifnei Iver, which came up, on the top of Amid Beis, just for 2 minutes on Lifnei Iver. We know one of the major questions in Lifnei Iver, is a fascinating question, which really is highlighted by the machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. Balamor and the Ramban discuss whether there is lifnei iver by the big three averos. If somebody says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you, is that itself Yeharik Val Yavar or not? That's the machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. We know if somebody says, kill Reuven or I'll kill you, we have to give our life. Who says that my blood is redder than his blood? But in terms of Lifnei Iver of the big three, that is a machlokas Balamor and the Ramban in Mesechah Sanhedrin. So what's that machlokas about? What's the Nekudas of machlokas? So it's obviously about whether Lifnei Iver of the big three is a chelek, is similar to the big three or not. Or do we say no? It's Lifnei Iver, it's not the big three. What's known in the Achronim as Klali Prati. Do we say that I have a Lifnei Iver scorecard in Shemayim and all the Lifnei Ivers go on that scorecard? Or do I say that no, there's a Lifnei Iver section of every Avera in Shamayim. And therefore, Prati, I'll call Prat Uprat. And therefore, if I violate Lifnei Iver of the big three, that could also be similar to the big three, and I would have to give my life for that too. That's one general issue, Machlokas, whether we look at it as Klali or Prati. Another Nafkamina might be, the Menchas Chinuch brings this up. If I convince someone to violate Lifnei Iver, to do an Avera midirabanan, I machshel him in Avera midirabanan, can I violate Lifnei Iver daraisa? That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. So again, if you look at it prati, you look at every specific Avera, if I convince him to do an Isidra Banan, I can't be worse than him, so how can I violate Lifnei Iver Daraisa? But no, if you say it is Klali, then every time I violate Lifnei Iver, it could, the package might fall into the Klali approach. Again, you might not say that. The Minchas Chinuch himself notes, because it's at least, there are really two types of Lifnei Iver. There's Lifnei Iver of being machshel somebody in Avera, and there's Lifnei Iver of giving bad advice. So, even if Issa D'Rabbanan doesn't fit into the specific prat category of that Avera, but it's no better than giving bad advice, which is also Lifnei Iver D'Araisa. And therefore, that would be a problem. Again, Lifnei Iver is a big topic. What if I didn't convince, I wasn't successful, I tried to get him to do the Avera, but I wasn't successful. That's also an Afkamina. Either way, but that is a little bit on Lifnei Iver. Again, there's a lot more that we could talk about, Be'ez Hashem, at a future time. But now let's get back to where we are up to. We're starting again with Ihachi. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's true, what are we trying to do now? We are in the sugya of Chashra Mamona Chashra Shvuasa, and we're assuming that we don't say Migu de Chashra Mamona Chashra Shvuasa. If somebody is chashed to lie about money, do we say that he is also going to lie about the Shvuasa? We assume not. So now the Gemara, and we're trying to defend that. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Hakofer Pipigadon Amai Pasal Eidus. If that's true, so then why, if somebody denies, somebody has my picadon, and I say, where is it, and he denies having it, why should he be pasul eidus? We just quoted earlier that if somebody denies a milveh, he is kashul eidus, because maybe he's just trying to slip away. He's not chashed, which means he's lahach, is lying. No, he's going to pay eventually. So maybe by picadon too. Neima, says the Gemara, ishtamut ekam ishtamit, maybe he's just slipping away, savar, and he says to himself, ad bachashna umishkachna lei. I don't know where it is right now. So why should I say I have it, I lost it, and be embarrassed, and I have to pay right away, and Bez is going to scream at me? I'll say, I'll deny everything. So maybe also there, Ishtamute. So why do we say he's Pasaleidus? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ki Amrina na kofer bipikadon Pasaleidus, that which we said, that somebody who denies having a pikadon is Pasaleidus, in general, that might be kosher. What's the case here that's possible? Kegon da'asi sahadi va'ashidu bay. Edom came and told us, Tiahi shaita isal bikadon bebeise, that the bikadon was in his house at that moment. And they know it was there, and they know it's not lost. V'have yada, and he knew about it. That's why he's puzzled in that case, because of the fact that he's not ishtamutiv, because the Edom know that it's there. Inami, or davinach lebiyade, or it's in his back pocket. Or we don't need Edom. We know it's on him. So either way, that's why Kovar Bikadon is Fasal Edus different than Milvim. Good. So now let's get back to the major issue, though, as well. The issue of Chashad. Ella. Now we're going to ask another couple of questions. Ella Hadam Rav Huna. That which Rav Huna said. The Rav Huna says this. The source for Rav Huna is in the third parak, and I'm off kid. But what does Rav Huna say? Hadam Rav Huna. Mashbiyin also Shvuah Shein Ebershuso. Rav Huna says that we make him. Who's the him? Remember the sugya, the beginning of a mafkid is. There's a shomer, and it was stolen, and really the shomer could be patur, but he doesn't want to swear. So he says to the owner, you know what? I'll pay you instead. Take the money, and if the ganav's ever found, I get the kefel. The sugya of Makne Kfela, beginning of Hamafkid. So in that case, Rav Huna says, even though he pays, we make him take a shvua. Because who knows, maybe he wants to keep the item, and he's willing to pay for it. He doesn't want to schlep to the store, so he'll keep the item, he'll pay for it, and he's really trying to get out of it that way. So Rav Huna says, we make him swear, shvua she'eno bershuso. Says the Gemara, why does Rav Huna say that? Neima, mi gudu chashra mamona, chashra shvuasa. Why don't we say there too, if we're so worried that he is covering something up, and he really has it in his rishus, so why do we allow him to swear? Why don't we say if he's chashid to steal, he should be chashid on the Shavua too? Says the Gemara, no. Hasam nami mo revi amar. There too, maybe he's just mo reheter. He's not chashid that he's a lahachis stealing. There, no. He's mo reheter vi amar. Demeka yavnale. Look, I'm paying for it. So what? I'm keeping his item. I'm paying for it. So that doesn't make him a chashid. So we still could say, Chasha Mamoni is not Chasha Ashvuasa, could be Chasha Ashvuasa. But here he's not a Chashud. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti the Ravina. V'ha Ka'avar Alav de Losach Mode. But he's still violating, Losach Mode, the Isser of coveting. And we'll see inside coveting could even mean not just coveting, but when you get it. And here you covet, you have the guy's item, you're paying for it, aren't you violating Losach Mode? And that should make you a Chashud? Says the Gemara, no. Lo sach mod le'inshi, b'lo dami mashmaluhu. People don't think that you're really violating lo sach mod if you pay for it. They think if you steal it, if you beg him for it and he gives it to you, that's lo sach mod. But if ultimately you pay him for it, that's not lo sach mod. So yes, it is lo sach mod, but because people don't think it's lo sach mod, that's why it's not called chashid amamona chashid ashvuas. He's not a chashid there, and therefore that's why we allow him to swear. Rashi says here, important line, last line in the Rashi. The ka'avar al balosachmod. What does Rashi say? Mali chashid alosachmod, mali chashid alosigzol. Says Rashi, what's the difference between losachmod and losigzol? He's a chashid. Why is that Rashi important? One of the major questions in the sugya of losachmod is its relationship to gezel. There's a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Vayeschanan on the mitzvah of Lo Sisaveh says that Lo Sisaveh is the only mitzvah that's added on in the Aseret HaDibros in the second one. That wasn't in the first one. The Chinuch counts it as a separate, and the Rambam counts it as a separate Lo Saseh, and then the Chinuch adds on, and this is a mitzvah that every person in the world is mechuyev in. Aye. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, says the Chinuch. Yes, it is. Because the Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach aren't seven mitzvos, they're seven categories of mitzvos. There's a lot included in Avodah Zarah. There's a lot included in Arayos. There's a lot included in Gezel. Says the Chinuch that this is part of the Isra of Gezel. Not just stealing, but coveting and desiring. So even Goyim are included in that. This is one of the Sheva Mitzvos. So there aren't seven. It's like 30 or 40, because it's not 7 versus 6, 13. For the non-Jews, it's not counted as separate mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a mitzvah for each and every one. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefikach chayav alayhem Torah mitzvahs. He gave us more. But that is an important Rashi here relating to that chinuch, for the relationship between Gezel and Lo Sachmod. The major action in Lo Sachmod, though, is the Machlokas Rambam Raivin, where the Rambam has a very unusual line. We've mentioned this in the past, where the Rambam says in Hilchas Gezela that one does not violate losach mode until somebody actually begs the other person so much that he sells it to. Okay, fine, take it. Please, 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 until the guy takes it. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Gezela, Perek Aleph, Kol Achomid Avdo, O Amaso, O Beso, V'chulu, V'chulu, O Kol Davar, She'efshar Lo, She'yikneu Mimena, V'hichbir Allah Bereim. If somebody wants something and he begs him for it, V'hifser Bo, Achalacho Mimena, and he begs him and begs him until he actually buys it, Afal Pi, She'nasan Lo Damim Rabim, Hariz Over Below Sase, even though he paid a lot of money for it. God didn't want to sell it to you. Shenamar lo sachmod. Then adds the Rambam one unusual line. V'ein lo gan alav zeh. You don't get malchus for this lav. Mipnei she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. You don't get malchus. One second. The Rambam just said that you only violate when the guy finally pays it. That when you pay him for it and he gives it to you. There's no greater maisa than that. And then the Rambam says the next one is the lav she'ein bo maisa. Says the Ravid, I don't know what he's talking about. Says the Ravid, Lo Ra'isi Davar Tama Gadol Mizeh. Classic Ravid, I've never seen anything so wondrous. The problem is he writes this 20 times. So each one of them is wondrous. So I've never seen something so strange. The Heichen Maisa Gadol Minatila Sachevet. Aval Hayelo Lomar, he's right in Halacha, but not the reason. You don't get Malchus. But why? Mevnei shehu chayiv b'tashlumin. Shari hu kegazlan, shechayiv l'hashav ezakzeila, lefikach eino loke. It's a chayiv hashav, you have a chayiv hashav, a chayiv l'avanit l'tashlumin. That's why. That's the machlokas Rambam Ravid. What's the answer for the Rambam? How could the Rambam say that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa right after the maisa? So says the Magen Mishnah and all the achronim. But the Magen Mishnah already says it. The Magen Mishnah says, Netilas achifetz beretzon ha-mocher hu naseh, aval ha-hishtadlus, asher hishtadel, kedei l'ratzoso, hu ha-iser, v'nigmar b'shaz ha-mekach, u b'hishtadlus lo haya maisa. What we call, it's an iser machshav, it's an iser belief. It's just the sheer, how far do you have to go? So much that he gives it to you. But really, the iser is belave, the iser is not the maisa per se. And who says that? The Feirish, the Smak. The Smak says the Feirish, Sefer Mitzvos Katan. The Smak always has some great collector item shitas, like in the, not to mention any other now, right now. But right now, we'll do Mitzvah Yotes. He says, on Losach mode, Nire Sha'af belave Asur, Ach Eino Nigmar Lehischayev Alav, Achiyasa Maisa. That's the language of the smach. When you're at losachma v'losasava called echad, then that's a separate machlokas, where losachma and losasava are counted as two separate or one. There's one other source. Rabbeinu Bachai writes, and this is the classic question on losachmod. The Eben Ezra is well known in Parshas Yisro. How could Hashem try to command us about our emotions and our machshavas? If I see something I like, I'm going to want it. So how could he be mitzave that to us? So Rabbeinu Bachai beautifully in Parshas Nitzavim writes that, yes, it's hard, because when we see something, we're going to want it. But you know what the problem is? We should have conditioned ourselves beforehand. Once we see it and we want it, we're done. We finished. There's no Bechira Chachas at that point, because we desire it. But the mitzvah is before that, to condition ourselves to be people who are happy with what we have, and then we won't desire it. That is the stage that we have to use our Bechira. Gam Bechiras HaMachshava, Misura Biyado, Achar HaHachanos, Ki Nitztave SheYachsho Machshava Tova, V'Nizar SheYifan Alibo MiLachsho Machshava Ra, V'Chulu. So it's the step beforehand that we have to be worried about. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so we did not knock out the shita yet of chashanam mana chashashvuasa. The Gemara says, "But wait a minute, Elohad Amar Rav Nachman." But doesn't Rav Nachman say, "Mashmino so shvuas hesis"? What we discussed on yesterday's daf was also shvuas hesis. Rav Nachman says that even when someone is kofar bakol, he has to take a shvuas hesis, a shvuas rabbanon. What's called in other Gemaras, lahafis daito shabalabayis, just to make the balabayis happy. Meaning, midaraisa, I owe nothing. But why is he coming to claim something from me? So, okay, I'll take a shvua. So one second. Neima, why don't we say, if we are really nervous that he might be lying, Neima, mida the chashad amamana, chashad shvuasa. Maybe he is chashud. So therefore, how could we let him take a shvua? Visu, and also, and again, I think, 7.5 years ago, I think I discussed, Shuas Hasses on yesterday's daf. But again, we'll get back to it later in the Masechta again. Visu, hadatani Rabbi Chiya, shneim nishbaim, v'notzlin mi balabayis, Rabbi Chiya, the case up. We had this also earlier, Chen Vania Pinkaso, where they both, the worker goes, the employer sends the worker to the store to go get paid in fruit. The worker says, I never got paid. The storekeeper says, I gave him the fruit. So they're both Nishma Venota from the Balabayas. But 1 minute. Why don't we say one of them is for sure chashid, right? So why don't we say that we shouldn't allow him? Visu, pile on the questions. Rav Sheshes says shalosh shvuos mashbiyin oso. Right, we had this at the end of Bava Kama. Shvuos hashomrim is really split up into three. Whenever a shomer who's obligated to take a shvua. So a shomer chinam in almost every case. A shomer sachar. Whenever they take a shvua, it's really a three-part shvua. Shvua shelo pashatiba. Number one, a shvua that I was not negligent, because once I'm posheya bo, I'm going to be chayiv. Number two, shvua shelo shalachti ba yad. I didn't use it, because if I used it, then I'm a gazlan. And if I'm a gazlan, then no matter what happens, I'm chayiv. Vishvua sheina b'rshusi. And shvua that it is not in my rishus. So again, every shomer takes that. Name it. We're really nervous that they're lying. So migu de chashav amana chashav shvua. So why don't we say that we shouldn't let him take a shvua? So elas, the Gemara says lemaskana lo amrinon migu de chashav amana chashav shvua. So we do not say that. That is the maskana of the first opinion in the Gemara that we do not say. Right? That's what we said earlier about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, how do we get into this whole thing? Rabbi Yochanan explained our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is at Takana Drabanan, that people shouldn't go and grab things from their friend. So if we say, if we make them take a shvua, then they won't grab things from their friend. But what do you mean? If we're choshesh for one, we should be choshesh for the other. The answer is no. Because even somebody who might steal, they wouldn't swear falsely under oath. Lo amrinan, miyut dechash amano, chashash shvuasa. That is all number one. Rashi here says, as I mentioned outside, on the shvua shelo shalachti bayad, Rashi on the second skinny line, la asos malachti. Part of the shvua is he has to swear that he wasn't sholech bayad to do malacha. Di shalach bayad havi gazlan alei. Because if he was sholech bayad, he's a gazlan umechayiv baonse, and then he's even chayiv in onsim. Right, this is an important sugya. Sholeach boyad, we know this is one of the quasi-gazlanim. The Rambam lifts off in Hilchas Gzela a number of the quasi-gazlanim. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam has sholeach boyad, sho'al shalom midas, kofer pipigadon. All of those have the status of quasi-gazlanim. And it's interesting to look at each one of these, which halachas of a gazlan do they have? Because really, we could talk about four or five elements of every gazlan. Well, a full gazlan has all of them, but then there are different levels. There's an iser gzela, the avera of gzela. Number two, there is the maisa gzela, right? Karka ain't an exelas. You can't do a maisa gzela on karka. Does that mean there's no iser if I move the borders? Maybe there's an iser gzela according to somebody showing him, even though there can't be a maisa gzela. There are kinyane gzela, the cheskonet. There are chiyuvei onsin. There's a psul edus. Right? Those are five different elements that a classic gazlan has. But not every quasi-gazlan would have those. We had a rivet at the end of Bava Kama on Daf Sadi Zayin, if you remember, that a shoal shalom idas has chiyuv onsin, but not full kinyan igzela. If I use it without permission, I'm going to give it back to you. So I have some responsibilities, but not all responsibilities. What if I steal, the Rambam writes, I steal less than a shava pruta? The Rambam says, you have a Isser Daraisa, but there's no Chiyav HaShava. That's another element we didn't even mention. When is there a Chiyav HaShava? When is that a Chiyav HaShava? Right, if I did an Aveira and I changed it, there's no Chiyav HaShava for the Ben anymore. So these are a couple of issues to think about when we have one in our Gemara here of Shol Shalom Idas. It does which elements of the general world of a Gazlan does the Shol Shalom Idas has. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Gzela, there are different Lashonos the Rambam uses by each of the quasi-Gazlanim. He doesn't use the same Lashon. For example, Sholeach Yad, in Gimel Yud Aleph, he says, Hareza Gazlan, V'nischayev ba'onsav, V'naasis ha'gzela birshuso, kidin kol ha'gazlanim. It's a Gazlan chiyev onsin. It feels the need to mention that. He's not so elaborate that he's kid Gazlan atzmo by the others. Kofer Vigadon, he just says, you're Chayib Onsen. Shol Shalom Idas, he says, you're a Gazlan. Doesn't even say there, Chayib Onsen. Again, there's different levels in the Rambam, but that's here, we have one of them, a Shoel Shalom Shosh Lamidas. Okay, we go weiter. Abaya Amar. So now we have a different shot. Abaya says, Rashi explains Abaya, that Abaya is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah that says we have to take a Shvua is not because of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because we hold Chashra Mamona is Chashra Shvuasa. Against the basis of Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Chashra Mamona is Chashra Shvuasa. We'll get back to the Svara for that B'ez Hashem soon. But Abaya Amar, Chayshinan. You know why here we would allow him to take a Shvua? If we really, he's a Chashud? Because here maybe we think he has a basis for grabbing it. Chayshinan, Shelma Milva, Yishana Yishto Olav. Why did Reuven grab it? Because maybe Shimon owes him from a long time ago. Shimon forgot about it. That's why Reuven's going to grab it. But he's not a chashud. That's why we would allow him to swear. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, what, he really is owed money? That Shimon is not going to give him? So Nishko below Shvua. So if we really think that's the case, so he should take it without a Shvua. He shouldn't have to swear for it. If we know that he's owed an old milveh, so the Gemara said, no. Ela chayshinan shema safik milva yishana yishtolav. No, he doesn't know for sure. It's a possibility. And because it's a possibility, that's why we don't think we should treat him like a chashud. And therefore, we would allow him to swear. Says the Gemara, v'lav amrinan tfos mamona misfeka mishtava nami misafik. But what do you mean? If he's going to grab the money misafik, wouldn't he also take a shvua misafik? You know, illegally? Says the Gemara, no. It will be a deterrent. Amar of Sheshes, Breder of Idi, Parshi Inshi Misafik Shvua, Blo Parshi Misafik Mamona. People maybe will, if they think that somebody owes them money, they'll go and take it. If they are not sure about that, they're not going to swear about it. Because again, just like Vaday Shvuas are more serious in people's eyes than Vaday stealing, Safik Shvuas are more serious than Safik Mamona. My time, Mamona. And why? So the Gemara gives a Svara. My time, Mamona Isa Bechazara. Money you can always give back. I'm wrong? Okay, take it back. Shvua lasa b'chazara. You can't take back a false oath. Right, an oath is an oath. Right, you can't take back words. You could generalize this. It's words. Once words are said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take back words in terms of tshuva. But if we say something to somebody, right, or we swear, so then it wouldn't be allowed. Interesting machlokas here in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What does it sound like from the Gemara in the first part? What do you mean? If it's a vade milveh, so let him take it without a shvua. If I know somebody owes me money, vadai, I know 100% he owes me money, and I know he's not paying me back. Am I allowed to go and take from him? Can I grab something from his pocket without him knowing? That's the sugi in Baba Kama of it inish dinu l'nafshe. Whether one could take the law into their own hands. The Gemara was mechalik there. Hefsin mamon. He said, can you take him to Bezdin? Can you not take him to Bezdin? But that, from this line of the Gemara, it sounds like, yes. Sounds like if there's no other way out, and he owes you money, so then Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe. That's discussed here in the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ritva here, just read you the Ritva. The Ritva here says, Pirish, Im Yesh Lo Kenegdo Klum Kedin Shinasa Ketofisbo, Alma Kitofis Bavade Milve Kedin Mishtaba. Right. It sounds like that talks about in the footnotes here that the Ramban others argue, but it sounds like from here that one would be able to do that. But again, well, Maisa, it would not be advised. Rav Gusman here in the fourth shiur in Bava Metzia, we have a couple of masechtas of Rav Gusman shiurim, Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, Nidarim, Kiddushin. So there, in the beginning of Shir Dalid, he discusses what's the svara for Chashra Mamona Chashra Shvuasa. The Gemara gave a svara for Chashra Mamona Lo Chashra Shvuasa. Because people think of it as it's more Chamor. But 1 minute. Why do you say Chashra Shvuasa? Right? Usually we don't say, if somebody is not trusted in one area of Halacha, we don't say they're not trusted in another area. If somebody is always wears Shatnez and they don't keep Hilcha Shatnez, they can't be a Mashkiach. Right? Different areas of Halacha are limited, except for Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and some major ones. But he asked Rav Gusman then, so why do we say Chashra Mamona Chashra Shvuasa? What's the svara for this shita of Abaya? So Rav Gusman has two suggestions. He says, Yesh Ladun Shte Halachas B'Chashra Mamona. Number one, Yesh Lomar Kipshuto. The Chashra Lishava B'Sheker V'lo Shach Lamina B'Shvua. Maybe you just don't trust him. Maybe you don't. He's a ganav, so you're not going to let him swear. Yesh Lomar, or the Chashra Mamona Nifsal Hagavra L'Shvua V'Psul Haguf de'eno bar shvua, de'lo nemra parsha shvua v'chashem amona. Not that we really think he's lying. Maybe he'll tell the truth. But there are many people who are pasul. Chereshot v'katan eved isha akum. So chashem is also pasul. You might be telling the truth, but you know what? I'm sorry. You're a chashem amona. And a chashem amona is out of the parsha of shvuos. V'afilu nishba be'emes. Ein shvua, so shvua. De gavra de chashen amamona, eino bar shvua. That is what Rav Guzman says. And then he thinks it might be a Yerushalmi. I just heard recently on a shir, in a shir from Rav Asher Weiss, he said, and this is a classic example of it, he says he loves learning Yerushalmi. Why? He says because in the Bavli, he loves learning Bavli too, but in the Bavli, we are basically a little more limited in the ways we are allowed to understand the sugyas. Because basically we have all the Rishonim on the Yerushal, on the Bavlis. Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Rashba, Ritha. Well, we're going to give another pshat in the Bavli after we have the great Rishonim. The Yerushalmi, we don't have Rishonim. We have Achronim. Okay, but if somebody is a Gadol Dar Achron, if they think the Yerushalmi might be saying something else that's not going against anything, there's a little more flexibility. So that's what he said. He said, you know, the Yerushalmi, because you can be a little more creative, so to speak. So this is a classic example. The Yerushalmi writes here in Bava Metzia the following two opinions. Rabavar Mamol Rab Amram Saliku Hein Darabani Amarle Ein Mosrin Shvua Lachashut. That's the first. You don't allow Ein Mosrin Shvua Lachashut. Amarle Afilu Lashon Shvua Ein Mosrin. Very hard to understand, but it makes it. He said more creative, but it's much harder to understand Yerushalmi because we don't have Rashi, Atosa, Zechulu. Maybe people you know who come up with their creative pshatim for the Gemara is fine, but. For us plebeians and Hamonam, it's a little more difficult. Anyway, so what does this mean? Ein Mosrin Shvua Lachashid, and the second there is Ein Mosrin Lashon Shvua Lachashid. So says Rav Guzman, I think this is the pshat. Rav Amar Ein Mosrin Shvua Lachashid, that's the first din. You don't let him swear because you think he's going to lie. Rabbi Chiya answers him, no. It's Eino Shayach Belashon Shvua Hanomar B'Torah Mishum DeGavra DeChashad Amamono Yeshu B'Psul Aguf LeShvua Vein Lo Shayach Osavil LeLashon Shvua. The language of Shvua doesn't apply to you. That's Rav Guzman's suggestion in terms of understanding the Yerushalmi. Okay. Anyway, let us continue. The Ritva has a third idea. Lifnei Iver. If we think he's going to lie, possibly, then we can't be involved in. Possibly allowing him to take a shvua sheker. So that's a separate idea that he didn't mention. Okay, Rabosai, boy, Rabbi Zera, we are up to one of the major sugyas here in the first parak. Again, we're going to touch on it. There have been svarim written on this sugya, the sugya of Takfo Kohen, right? But Metzia Davav. So here we go, boy, Rabbi Zera, Takfo Echad Befaneinu Ma'u. So it starts off with our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Right, if two people are in court, they're grabbing onto a shirt. What happens if while they're in front of us, one of them overpowers the other one and grabs it, and only he's holding it now? Does that change anything? Takva echad b'fanehu. What if they do that, and Rashi just adds in, before anybody does any swearing? Rashi adds that in, the Ksos thinks that's bedafka. Before, once a person swore, he doesn't have to hold it anymore. He already swore, my claim. But that was somebody grabs it beforehand. So says the Gemara, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? E de shasik, if the other person is quiet when the guy grabs it, odi odile. Okay, he's basically saying that, okay, it's his. He's admitting. Ve de katsavach, and if he screams, Stow, he took it! My havel mevet, the other guy's just stronger than him. So what was he supposed to do? So mimanashach, it's obvious. Either it's for sure. For sure, the guy should keep it. For sure, the guy shouldn't keep it. So lo tzricha the shasik meikara. Maybe the issue is where first he was quiet, v'had tzavach, and then he started screaming. But he had a moment of shtika kahoda first. So my mi da ashtik oduye odile. Do we say since he was quiet, so maybe that's admitting? Odilma no kivan tzavach. If he's screaming now, hashtig loy milsup. This is just revealing to us the Haida Shasik Meikara, that which he was quite originally, Savar Haka Chazu Li Rabbanan. The rabbi see it, I have half of it. See, he grabbed it. I'm not going to say anything. The rabbi saw. And then once he started getting worried and nervous, oh, wait. So that's the suffix. If somebody is quiet and then it is grabbed. The question is, do you say that? Where they came in first, you were both holding it. So that's a Mosiach there. But now we saw the guy grab it. So does that switch to only one guy? Or do we still say it's a Mosiach HaVeh? So the Rashba here has two interesting opposite deus. The Rashba has two opposite deos here. He says, the rabbi see, mashma dilufnei bezdin inu. So it's mashma, this is all in front of bezdin. V'ika me'rabasa, some of my rabbeim, the Ramban, say it's only bifnei bezdin. But if it wasn't bifnei bezdin, then for sure, if he was quiet originally, he loses. Because why was he quiet? You don't have the svara of, oh, the Rabbanan see. And the Rashba says, I know that, that's what my Rebbe says, but v'li nire behefech, I think it's just the opposite. Did dafka bifnei bezdin, only in front of bezdin, do you need him to scream afterwards? Umishum demaka mishpathu. Because this is the place of judgment, and if you want the case to be done properly, scream if somebody does something wrong to you. Aval shalom bifnei bezdin, but if it's not in front of bezdin, meima amar ki leka inish lameitan dine amayatzvach. But there's nobody here, what am I going to scream for? Right, so that's where you have to scream. Umandisle dina lebe dina azil vasa megalatainase bechulu, and he continues. That's the Rashba has a machlokas himself and his Rebbe, the Rabban, whether Bezdin does make a difference, but in which direction? Do you have to be shosek, or can you be shosek, or does the later screaming make a difference? Anyway, this is the question. So Amar of Nachman Tashma. So again, the question is, if somebody, one of them grabs it, totally, and then the other guy is quiet, and then screams. Tashma, Bamet, Ramamurim, Shashdeh, Madukinba, when do we say that you split it when they're both holding it? Avalaisa Talas, Yotze, Mitachas, Yodo, Shalachan Mehen, but if one of them is holding it, Hamotem Echaber Lavaraya, then they get to keep it. So Echidami, what's the case? E, Nema Kidiktani, if it's as is written, one guy is holding something, Shita is obvious then. He gets to keep it. Ela Chitak Fechad Befaninu. So it can't be that case, so maybe it's our case. That one guy has it because he grabbed it from the other guy. And he was quiet, and then he screamed. Isn't that this case? And you see that he's allowed to keep it. Lo, no, that's not the case. No, they both came, they're both holding it. Travayu. V'yamrina lo zilu plugu v'nafku. We said, okay, go split it. They go outside to split it. They come back in, one guy's holding it. V'hadar asu kitafis l'chaminayu. So, hi, Amar, Oduye Odili. The guy who's holding it says, well, the guy admitted to me. He changed his mind. But hi, Amar, and the other guy says, no. Bidme agarti nile. I let him borrow it. I rented it to him. So, why in that case do we not believe the guy who said that? The latter one. Diamrinile, because we say to him, Ad hasha chashata le begaslan. What, 5 minutes ago you said he was stealing it from you. Vahasha mogris le belosadi, and now you're renting it to him. You obviously don't trust him, so you wouldn't do that. So we believe the guy who says he was Modeh, one svara. Or, the Ibayasema, Kidiktani, to Asula Kaman, Kitafis Lachaminayo. No, maybe it's like we said earlier. One of them walks into Bezdin holding it. Says that Pashit. So no, V'idach, Masrach Basiruchi. The other guy is holding it by the edges. The edges. V'afilu, L'sumchis. And therefore, that's why we give it to the guy who really has a hold on it. The guy who's just holding on to the edges, the hems, it's much less, that's not called holding. And even according to Spiloshvua, even according to Sumchis, who holds that generally, Mamon, that you're not sure, you split it without a Shvua, Modeh Sumchis is Sirchalav Klumui. Even he would agree that holding it by the tippy-tippy edges, that is not anything to be considered a Mochsak. Period. The Tosfos here notes also, if the guy says, I rented it to him, he's not believed with a migu, the eino naman b'migu, di bayamar takva mimedi. He could have just said, oh, he grabbed it from me. So he says, I rented it to him. Why isn't that a migu? Tosfos calls that a migu b'makom edim. Right? There are edim. He's holding it. That's anan sadi. So your migu would be b'makom edim, and we do not, migu is not powerful enough to override edim. Period. Okay, that's all part one of our sugya related to our Mishnah. Now we get into the sugya that is generalized a little bit. Imtim salom artak fe'echad befaneinu. Motzino samiyado. If we hold, right, we didn't answer the question, but if we would hold, two guys are in front of us, one guy grabs it. If we say that we don't let him keep it, No. Just because you grabbed it, it's still split. So then for sure, hikdisha ena mukudeshes. As the two guys are holding it, could one of them be makdashit? So if we say that if one of them grabs it, he does not keep it, then for sure he can't be makdashit. Because even if he would grab it, he's not in control of it. But, imtim salomar, takfa echad afaneinu, Ein motzien miyado, osa miyado. But if we say that if one guy would grab it, they would be able to keep it, so then even if they don't grab it, do we say that that potential is enough to allow them to be makdish the item now, while they're both still holding it? Hikdisha v'lo takfa mahu. Is that good enough? Why? Because we know, after all, says the Gemara, it's easier to be makdish something than it is to be makna something. Kivon d'amar mar, since we know that the Mishnah tells us a kiddushin. Ami rasa l'gavokim esi rasa l'hedyot. Just saying that you're going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash is as if you're doing a kinyan to your friend, meaning there's no maisa kinyan really by makdish something. So maybe here too. Kaman to tuck for dummy. So as long as you would be able to grab it, so even if you didn't grab it, maybe that's good enough to be able to be makdish it right now in this limbo state. O Dilma, or maybe no. Hashta miyahola tokfa. Lamaisa, it's still owned by both. Lamaisa, you didn't do that yet. Dichsi viksiv, kiakdish as beso kodesh vagomer. Ma beso bershuso, kol bershuso. Lafuke haidolo bershuso. So that's the question of the Gemara. Again, if they're both still holding it, but if one of them would grab it, they would be able to keep it. Can they have a koach hakdasha right now? If you remember, the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin says that the Svara, the source for Amiras Lagavok and Josel Hedyot, is Lashem Haaretzu Malawa. The whole world belongs to Hashem. So it's somewhat easier to give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's like going back to the natural state. I didn't always mention, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a great comment on that Svara of Amiras Lagavok, Lashem Haaretzu Malawa. Asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, so why don't we say by every ger that dies without Yershim, why is this stuff hefker? It should become hektish. The whole world belongs to Hashem. Hashem Baruch Tzimaloa. So everything should automatically, not just Gesel HaGer, like we learned at the end of Baba Kama, but everything should go back to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Asvid Araisa, it's in Klal Gimel, he says that it's not automatic. You still need a hakna. Only a chotzer hedyot would be able to be kona automatically. He works out, tries to work out the details of, it's still different. It's still, you have to have some type of rutzon mitzad the person to allow it to then go into the base hektish. Hektish doesn't take anything by itself. Hektish allows things to come in. But here, by a ger, there wasn't any hakna'a mitzad the makne, and that's why it doesn't work. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara Tashmas, let's try to prove this. Last line. Diahui Mesusa. The case of the bathhouse. This is going to go on to the next stop also. Diahui Mesusa. Davi Mincia Lebe Trey. There was a bathhouse that two people were fighting over. Each said it's mine. Hi Omer Didihu. Vahai Omer Didihu. Each said it's my bathhouse. Kom Chad Minayu Akdusha. So one guy says, oh yeah? I'm Akdusha to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see what you do now. Parshi, which is similar. Similar, does that really show that it's really his? Or is that something that, well, if neither of us can have it, I'd as well give it away, like a Mishpat Shlomo. Right, see, if somebody just gives it away, does that show any reflection of bilus? Okay, Parshi minei Rav Chananya v'Raboshia v'kula Rabbanan. The rabbis stopped using that bathhouse. Meaning they were choshed. They were choshed for that this was hektish. V'yamalei Raboshia l'Rabba. Raboshia says, Rabba, Ayazel's kamei de Rav Chisda. When you go to Rav Chisda, l'Kafri, in Kafri, name of a place, Bominei, ask him this question. Ask him what the halacha is. Ki asa l'sura. So when he came to Sura, he was on his way to Kafri. But first he stopped in Sura. And then when he got to Sura, he asked the local rabbis. Amarle Rav Hamnuna, masni sani. Rav Hamnuna said, it's a Mishnah, right? This is similar to our question. They both want the bathhouse, and one is makdashit. They both grab the item. Can one be makdashit? So Rav Hamnuna said, it's a Mishnah. In Meseches, Taharos. Safik Bechoros. If somebody has a Safik Bechor, Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behema, whether it's a Safik firstborn boy, which means the mother had a miscarriage, and you're not sure whether the miscarriage was a Shuras Avlad or not, and then she has another baby, a boy. So you're not sure if that boy is a firstborn or not. Or Bechor Behema. Right? You're not sure if the mother of this Bechor Behema Tahora is a Bechor. So, Bein Tahora Bein Tameim, whether it's kosher or non-kosher. It's only one animal that's not kosher that has any status. Petr Chamor. We'll talk more about that by Hashem in the next year. Hamotze Mechaveiro, Alav Haraya. So Allah is by a Safik Bechor. What's a Bechor? A Bechor Vada has to be given to the Kohen. Safik Bechor, the Mishnah says, Yisrael could keep. He could keep his five slain by a person, and by the animal, the Yisrael doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. He could keep it. But adds the Braisa about that Mishnah, Batani Allah, Asurim Begiza Uba Avoda. Even though the Yisrael is allowed to keep it, he's not allowed to shear it, he's not allowed to do work with it. Right, which is the halacha of Psuli HaMakdashim, right? There's limitations. Meaning, we're choshesh a little bit that it's hektish. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. We might think that the answer of the Gemara is obvious, but let's just see the question first. V'yahacha, da'amar, takfo kohen ein motzino somiyado. But don't we say, this is really a machlokes, but that takfo kohen, in this case, where it's a suffik bachar, what if the kohen came to my house and grabbed the five slime? If he grabbed the animal, does he get to keep it? So says the Gemara, if you hold like the opinion that he's allowed to keep it, ein motzino somiyado, diktani, hamotza mechaber olav araya. But one second, so this is like a case where the Kohen and the Yisrael are arguing about it. The Kohen says it's a Bechor, and he says it's not a Bechor, and the Kohen could grab it if he wants to. And what does it say here? It has status of a karban. It's Aser Begizo Bavoda. The Chilo Tatfo, and even if he didn't grab it, Aser Begizo Bavoda. So doesn't that prove, in our case, that if somebody has it with someone else, even without grabbing it, so then it should be hektish. In the case of the bathhouse, it should be hektish. And in the case of a garment, in the beged, in our Mishnah, isn't this similar? The Kohen did not grab it. It's in limbo. He didn't grab it yet, and still he can be maktish it. The answer is, he wasn't maktish it here. This isn't an issue of somebody doing something. Amar le Rabba. Rabba says, whoa, you can't compare. Kedushas Bachar Kamrit. You're trying to compare this to the Kedusha of a firstborn? That has nothing to do with a person. Even if you want to say that if the coin would grab it, he would have to give it back, it still has the status of a karban. Why? To Kedusha Abba Me'el HaShayni. Here we're talking about a suffix about the reality of whether this is a firstborn animal. That has nothing to do with being makdashit. Yeah, it's something that writes to Lechumra. It's Aser Begizo Bavoda because it might be a Bahar. Nothing to do with the Kohen having partial ownership and he's buying Makdash. No, nothing to do with that. It could be the Kohen is always called the Motzi. But still we would say that this is Aser because you treat it like a firstborn Lechumra. Right? This is the fact that a Bahar is Kadosh Me'elav is a din Minatorah. Shmuel, we like to quote the Chiddush that I think it's Shmuel. Shmuel in Nedarim, where Shmuel says on Nedarim Yud Gimel Minayin. I think it was from Shmuel Minayin. I'm just quoting it here from Rav Shechter in the Ginas Egos. Minayin lenolad bechar batoch beso shemitzvah lahakdisho shenemar hazachar taktish. Even though a bechar is kadosh me'elav, there's still an added idea to be makdishit. Even though it's kadosh automatically. And Rav Shechter compares that to, or extends that to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos, no matter what I do, even if I don't make kiddush at Shabbos, but there's still an added element for me to be makdish mekadesh HaShabbos. There's an added element to that. So therefore, even though the Gemara here says that Kedushas Bachar is Kadosh Me'eleha, but there's still an idea to be makdish it personally, Meheri Banabes HaMikdash will be able to have this halacha that we will fulfill. Bizman Hazeh, we prevent this halacha. Right? Whenever there's a Bachar about to be born, we get a shutfitz with a non-Jew, because we don't want Karbanas walking around today. Right? It's the only automatic Karban. So we don't do that. Meiser, you don't put through the fence, but Bachar is automatic. So we do our best to prevent that. So what the Gemara say here, it had two ideas about Tukfo Kohen, Motzin or Emotzin, which is a lot of lumdis is about that. Meaning, why would the Kohen be able to keep a Savik Bachar? Why not? Right? Does the Kohen have rights to it beforehand? No specific Kohen, maybe the Shevet of Kahuna. There's a lot of different elements to this sugya. It's known as the sugya of Tukfo Kohen. Good. Let's continue though a little bit. Here says the Gemara, Tanya Amarle Rav Chananya LaRabba Tanya de Masala Elacha. I'm proving something to you. I'm going to prove that you're right. What did he say? Rabba just said that if a Kohen grabs it, Motzi and Miyado, we take it out from him. Right. So I'm going to prove to you that if a Kohen grabs a Salih Bachar, he does not get to keep it. Why? From the following. Following says Hasfekos Nechlasim Ladir Lehis Asher. If you have animals that are going to be counted for miser, you're going to put them through the fence. And then you have one animal that is a suffix whether it's obligated to be in this count of miser. How do you have a suffik? The Gemara in tomorrow's daf will say, let's say it's a suffik pidyon peter chamar. You're not sure if this chamar was a firstborn, so you have a sheep that you're poda the suffix. Now this sheep maybe belongs to the Kohen. Right? If this was a real peter chamar, the sheep should go to the Kohen. But you're allowed to keep the sheep because it's only a suffik pidyon peter chamar. So now you have this animal, maybe belongs to the Kohen, maybe not. And the Mishnah says that can be counted as part of the 10 that go through the Meiser fence. Hasveikos nechlasin ladir lehitaser. So says the Gemara. The isalka daitach takfo kohen ein motzino so miyado. But if you say if a kohen grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. So then, for sure, this halacha should not be true. Amai nechlasin ladir. Why would we allow the Yisrael to have him in the count? For Meiser, Nimsa ze poter mamona b'mona shal kohen. If the Kohen has rights to this, then it shouldn't be allowed to be in the group of animals, the sheep that he counts to go into the in the fence for Meiser. So that's a raya. The fact that you're allowed to use it for Meiser for your counting means it's all yours. And a Kohen, we would say, motzi'in ein motzi'in miyado. So says the Gemara, one more line for today. Amar le Abaya, imi shema lo tesai lamar. I'm not sure, says Abaya, what the halacha is, but that's not for sure. That Mishnah is not a proof that a Kohen is able to keep it. Why? Hacha b'mayaskinan could go into les le'a latisha v'hu. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where you only have 9 other sheep plus this one. So in that case, even if the Kohen has rights to it, doesn't make a difference, doesn't hurt. To be manavshach, if this animal is a real bar chiyuva, meaning the petach hamar was not a petach hamar, and this animal really belongs to the Yisrael, so he has 10 animals. So shaper kamaser, then maaser is good. Ilav bar chiyuva hu, and if he's not a bar chiyuva, meaning it really belongs to the Kohen, then he doesn't have to take off maaser anyway. So it's a karban that you're being no Dave? Okay. Tisha la bar yisuri ninu, right? There's only 9, and therefore it wouldn't be such a raya. Good. What's the issue? What's the issue behind Tukfo Kohen and Ein Tukfo Kohen Motzi'in or Ein Motzi'in Miyado? So again, all the Achronim get in on the act here. Why would you say that a Kohen is able to take it or not? So the Nesiva says, the Iker Suffolk is, do we assume that the average Kohen is Misya'esh by a Suffolk Bechor? Okay, it's a Suffolk. Okay, forget it. I'm not even going to. That's the issue. If he has Ye'ush, then Motzi'in Miyado, it's not his. So then it's totally nothing to do with something fundamental. It's a question of whether he has Yeish or not. Rabbi Chanan assumes that the issue is Histafku Be'ikr Din Amotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. Is Amotzi Mechaveir Araya Din Suffik or a Din Vada? If it's a Din Vada, I'm not Amotzi Mechaveir, you have to prove it. If you don't prove it, it's his Bevada. We discussed this back on Daf Beis in the introduction to the Masechta. So that's a sugi. So again, a lot of the Achronim relate Shas topics that are behind this suffix of Tukfo Kohen. And again, there are other suggestions as well, but one should just realize that this is a big topic that we're just touching the surface a little bit, but either way, we'll stop here. Okay, everybody should have Bez Hashem, the Daf for Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem will be up before Rosh Hashanah, but either way, everybody should have a Chesiv Chesimah Tova and a good convention yard.